Top of the three jams. Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. You know, this month is National Black Business Month. And here on the phone to tell us more about their business right now is Christopher Stewart, Board President, and Brandon Calloway, Executive Director of GIFT, Generating Income for Tomorrow. Fellas, how y'all doing?
Good, man. What's going on?
Hey, good to talk to you about what y'all got going on with your business. So, first of all, for those who don't know about GIFT, tell us about GIFT and what do y'all do?
So, GIFT is a nonprofit organization that we started probably about 3 months ago now. What we're doing is we are looking to help out, help fund black-owned businesses within the urban core to help, you know, help build our community up. So we are looking to give out like grant to black-owned businesses to help them grow and to possibly help with more employment within our community.
And tell me about why you think the community needs GIFT. I kind of have a feeling why we need it, but why don't you tell me a little bit about why you think Kansas City needs this right now?
Yeah. So this is Brandon Calloway. So, you know, it's no surprise to anybody that the practices of redlining in America, and specifically in Kansas City, have created drastic wealth gaps where our poorest neighborhoods are predominantly black and our wealthiest neighborhoods are predominantly white. And they have that racial makeup on purpose, like intentionally. Mm-hmm. And so by investing and expanding and growing these black-owned businesses, we know that we can create jobs and create opportunities in the urban core. We can, you know, create these essential businesses in these food deserts and stuff like that and really be a catalyst to build real lasting wealth in the black community in Kansas City by increasing the percentage of black ownership and the percentage of, you know, black ownership and the means of production in our economy.
Yeah, Brandon, so why don't you touch on this a little bit more as far as what has GIFT done so far here in Kansas City and some of the things that y'all have done so far to help out?
Yeah, so far, man, so we are the biggest thing that we have started doing, obviously, is fundraising. You know, we can't give out grants if we don't have community support and community buy-in. And so we've been going hard and, you know, getting our name out there as much as we can. And the community has, you know, heard us and jumped on board and have, you know, hopped in to donate. And because of that, we are actually, you know, we've raised over $12,000 so far.
Oh, wow.
And this week we gave out our first grant to a black-owned business. We gave a $10,000 grant to a black-owned business here, right here in Kansas City. So you know, we are planning on doing a lot more than that this year, too.
Good. And Christopher, do you want to add on to that?
The main thing is for us to continue to do what we're doing, to be able to push our community and build our community up as we all want to, we need the donations from the people. The website to donate is www.kansascity.org. Like, it's easy, it's real simple. All you got to do is hit the donate button, set up, put in what you want to donate, and boom, it's there. It's right there. So easy.
So, actually, I'm sorry, I'm gonna hop in there because Chris is actually KansasCityGift.org.
KansasCityGift.org. No problem. Hey, we want to make sure we get the right information out there so the people get out there and help you out. Well, before I let you go, fellas, I do want to ask you, how has it been so far now with everything that's going on with the climate as far as people trying to help out with what you're trying to do, especially on the other side? I know it's always good to get black people helping out. As far as other people is concerned, how much help have you been getting on that end?
Chris, if you're good with this, I can take this.
Yeah, go ahead.
I will say white people, because we have, in this moment right now, you know, the people talking about like this feels different. And one of the reasons that it feels different and is different is because there has been a huge increase in the number of white people who are aware, who are listening, learning, and caring. And because of that, so, you know, Chris, so this whole thing was Chris's idea and Chris's vision, and Chris, we started moving with this before all of this stuff started happening, before these national conversations started happening, and so it's been a really coincidental, opportune time for us, and people are, you know, wanting to listen, wanting to learn, so people are wanting to actually take action, and because of that, we have seen a lot more, you know, people that are truly being allies, jumping in, taking action, not only donating, but promoting our name and telling other people about us and other people about you know, what they can do, and like what we are real actionable steps that they can take rather than just, you know, listening to a podcast or reading a book, because their religion actually helps to create change externally rather than their internal education for themselves.
Yeah, yeah, it's all about, we can always talk about it, but the action always speaks louder than words. So it's good to hear that people are actually helping out for this great cause, generating income for tomorrow gift. Fellas, Christopher and Brandon, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much for calling in and give us this info. We're going to spread this out for you.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Cornell Gordon, man. That's our other half, man. He's been doing a great job with gift and helping us push as well, and our board members.
Absolutely.